Instead, they spend all their money on war. They spend everything on war and killing people, and it doesn't make sense to me. I thought he would want to end this thing quickly. I really felt it was going to end. But every time I think it's going to end, he kills people.
A trade deal reached between the EU and the U.S., 15% tariffs on European goods coming into the United States. Israel says it will halt military operations temporarily in Gaza to allow more humanitarian aid to enter the territory. A husband and wife both killed while on a hike with their two young daughters in an Arkansas state park. The girls were not hurt. The killer is still at large. This is ABC News. Shooting in Atlanta, 10 people were hurt, one killed. Police say several people had guns at the scene and were shooting. Bubba Wallace becoming the first black driver to win a major race on the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. He won the Brickyard 400. A simply fantastic opening weekend for one movie in particular.
This quartet was numero uno at the movie box office.
Please welcome the Fantastic Four.
The latest entry in the Marvel Cinematic Universe raked in $118 million in its debut weekend, beating analyst expectations. That makes Fantastic Four first steps among the highest-grossing movies of the year, behind Superman, Lilo and Stitch, and a Minecraft movie.
Superman requires immediate action.
Number two was Superman with just under $25 million. Jurassic World Rebirth was third, and F1 the movie fourth.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Fantastic Four and Lilo and Stitch are both from Disney, the parent company of ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Today's forecast calls for a high in the low 90s with heat indexes, which could reach that 90 to 105 degree mark. Also tonight, 70 with some showers. It could be a little heavy at times later on. Right now in Richland Center on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, it is 82 degrees. Good morning and welcome to our annual Walk with Grace radio auction here on WRCO Radio. We're underway and we are set to take your bids. If you'd like to go to the WRCO Facebook page, you can encounter these firsthand and kind of check them all out. The WRCO, WRCO.com as well. But here's what we have for sale for this half hour until 10:30 from Bell Arts Studio. It's the Eagle, it's termed. Natural oil finish. It's a wall hanging that was hand scroll sawed from a piece of walnut, wood salvaged from a tree that was blown down on the family farm for Bell Art Studio. That's an awesome thing. We need a bid on that. And again, the bid call number is 608-647-2111. From Pratt Funeral and Cremation, we have three tickets to a Milwaukee Bucks regular season game. 20 games to pick from, so you've got a wide choice of working that into your schedule. Section 118, row 21. Good seats, so you can be a part of that and put a bid in now. This is something that has worked well for Grace over the course of the last several seasons. The Team Cure Seders. This is a beautiful donation from Mars Jelinek, specialty pies. So you can have your choice of peach, apple, rhubarb, strawberry rhubarb, blueberry mixed berry, among them pumpkin, pecan. Also, maybe fancier refrigerated pies such as coconut cream, banana cream, blueberry cream cheese, cream de menthe, and lemon meringue. They're all good. There's not a bad one in the bunch. And I don't know that any of those that I mentioned have raisins in them. So they're all good. Yes. So give us a bid on that. We also have a family pool pass to Woodman Aquatic Center for the 2026 season. 25 is kind of starting to wind down in the next month, but this is for the whole year next year, courtesy of Richland Center Parks and Recreation. From Inspired Innovations, we have a 60-minute massage, which includes stones and cupping. And that's a great thing, a great value. Maybe we'll need it here. Maybe we should buy it for some of our Grace workers after we're all said and done this year. A 60-minute massage from Inspired Innovation. That is underway. We'll be giving you the updates and the bids and what everything is at here during the course of the next almost now 25 minutes. So these things are on sale until 10:30 today. Now, the all-morning items, we want to get to those too, if you'd like to get an early bid on those. From Randy Olson. Wilson Trucking, we have a load of 3/4-inch gravel. You can get it delivered within 25 miles of Richland Center in the area. Contact Randy to set up delivery. Again, that load of 3/4-inch gravel, it's for sale until noon today. And another really nice item from the Philback family of dealerships, we have 4 Green Bay Packer football tickets for Sunday, October 12th. The Pack playing the Cincinnati Bengals that day. Row 52, section 136, seats 21 through 24. Electronic tickets, they'll be sent to the winning bidder. Again, those are on sale until noon today, and we're hoping they work well for Grace. Everything that is up for sale today and all week long, again, all the money going to Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, and we look forward to having that on the radio again this year. And of course, there are lots of great items going on that will be for sale at the actual Grace itself, which is happening on August the 8th, and there will be lots of chances for you to bid on some things that you can see there as well, thanks to just a great outpouring from our local area merchant businesses and individuals as well. Opening bid of $100 on the Richland Center Parks and Recreation Woodman Aquatic Center Pool Pass. So a nice, generous bid of $100 has gotten that started. Now, if you need a bidder number, give us a call as well at 608-647-2111. Get your bidder number and get in on the action here today. You need that. And sometimes it's nice to have that in advance because you might see or you might hear something that, hey, we need that. And it takes a little more time to get the bidder number and then turn around and bid as well. So if you get that in advance, you can certainly get on with your bidding today. That family pool pass has gotten now to $145. That's an opening bid, current bid on that as well. We'll give you more updates as our Walk with Grace radio auction continues here on WRCO FM 100.9. Glad to have you listening online today as well at WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that 1/3 of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
The president of Walk with Grace, Eileen Stevens, is one of the phone answerers today, and we're starting to get warmed up, aren't we?
Oh, we are, Phil. The phones are ringing, and a lot of bids coming in here, so we want to keep them going because we said all this is for Grace, and that's what it's all about.
So far, it's been more wanting bidder numbers. That's a good sign, too, though, isn't it?
Oh, yes, because the more bidder numbers we have out there, then that's where you kind of get those bidding wars going on, especially when people want those. You know, like right now, it's kind of going on the gravel. So we'll want to get that going and all the others. Good items there.
The gravel is for sale until noon, so you got a little time to contemplate that, but make sure you get in on those half-hour items as well. Were you inspired again by the outpouring of donations?
Yes, we've had fabulous donations, again, from individuals, from the businesses. It's overwhelming. I mean, it's just exciting. It's the generosity of everybody is, you can't even explain it. I can't.
A lot of handmade items, again, for sale from some crafters and artisans in the area?
Yes, most definitely. A lot of handmade items. And then you look at your baked items. Of course, the fresh peaches just came out the other day. So I know Marce Jelinek added peach pie to her list. I think we got that added in there. Diane Nautical, we talked to her. She's all excited, getting ready to do her cheesecakes. And it is. It's just the handmade items. We got a neat chair that came... I'm sorry, that'll be for the other auction. That's not in this one this time. But a lot of great things coming in, yes.
Tell us about the pies, because we need an opening bid on Marcia's pies, and they usually work pretty well. But does she have a secret? Is she the baker of the family?
She is the pie baker of the family, most definitely. She does pies. Everybody always calls her for pies, whether it's for an event, whether it's for a family get-together, and anything they give her for her pies, she donates to Grace. So she doesn't make any profit on any of her pies. She just donates it all to Grace. All homemade. The crusts are homemade. Whether it's a single crust, double crust, whether it's nothing is going to be bought out of the store for the crust or the pies.
Like I say, like Mama and Grandma used to make.
Right. It's the real stuff.
We could use an opening bid on that. So if you were going to win one of Marcia's pies, what flavor would you choose?
Oh, that's hard. I might do a lemon meringue because I love lemon meringue. But Ooh. Then again, you know, pecan pie is always so good.
Oh, it is. It is. I've sampled her pecan pie. In fact, I think we bought one a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh. And, yes. June was going to get that one for you, so she hit it hard.
Yep. I don't care what you spend on it. It's worth every penny of it. So we could use an opening bid on Marcia's Pies from Team Curisaders. So we'll let you get back to work here. Thanks for joining us, Eileen.
Thanks, Phil.
Yep. Eileen is heading back to the phones. She, along with Rose Burkholz here, is answering the phone. And we also brought my daughter, Macy Beekler, out of retirement. She is here answering the phones today. I had to twist her arm there a little bit, but good to have her back here. Former part-time announcer here at WRCO Radio. So we need some bids on some items. The Bell Art Studio Eagle, the natural oil finish. It's beautiful. Check out the picture online. The wall hanging that was hand-scroll sawed from a piece of walnut. It is a great item for you to display and to display it proudly because all the money goes to Grace. Also, we could use some bids on the three tickets to a Bucks regular season game, 20 games to pick from. Again, this is a regular season game. This is the real deal. Section 118, row 21. I know right where that is. Last year, when the Richland Center Hornet boys and girls teams played in Milwaukee, that was the section where we were broadcasting from. WRCO was there. So it's like one section up, but it's just a great view of the court. You're not that far away from the court with row 21. So we could use a bid on that, those tickets. We could use a bid on the pies. Our phone answers are starting to get going on these. $145 bid on the family pool pass for the Woodman Aquatic Center for next season. $145 on that. And we have an $80 bid on the 60-minute massage, which includes stones and cupping from Inspired Innovation. So keep it going. Keep it moving. Keep it working for Grace. It looks like early on we have a $225 bid on the load of 3/4-inch gravel delivered within 25 miles of Richland Center. Randy Olson Trucking donation. And we could use an opening bid on the Packer tickets. 4 Green Bay Packer football tickets for Sunday, October 12th against the Cincinnati Bengals. Row 52, and it's going to be a great time. You know, that's early on in the season. I'm not so fired up about going to a Packer game after October. You know, that's not my thing. I just don't like cold weather. October 12th, you're still probably going to get some pretty good weather for that particular day. So get in here and bid. Maybe outbid my daughter, Macy. No, I don't think she'd be interested in the Packer tickets. I didn't raise her that well. She's on the dark side. Anyway, keep listening. Keep calling 608-647-2111. If you need a bidder number, call in and we'll help you out with that. Grace has a lot of exciting things going on. The 22nd annual Walk with Grace will be Friday, August 8th at Kruska Park in Richland Center. And someone will win
a new car!
Yes, you could drive away in a brand new 2025 Chevy Trax, valued at over $24,000. Get your raffle tickets now, just $20 each or 6 for $100. Buy from any Walk with Grace team or stop by the Grace office above Royal Bank, open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 until 3. Call 608-604-8255. Support a great cause and win big, a new car with Grace. Jess from the Pizza Ranch is our guest on WRCO. Jess, does it seem like it's Monday to you today?
It's Monday, but I'm telling you, I wish it was a cooler Monday.
I know. Oh, well, you're always cool. It's just a matter
of... I know, right?
Well, I know that you do a lot for the area and fundraisers. You're doing something for our Walk with Grace auction a little bit later on this week as well, but we appreciate that very much, Jess.
Oh, most definitely. You know, we're always happy to be involved in community events, and it's not just in Reedsburg. We know our community, you know, comes way outside of just our Reedsburg area. I mean, it's just Reedsburg we're located in, and we know the people that support us in our business. You know, we've got so many people from Richland Center area and surrounding areas that come and support us as a business, so we're happy to definitely give back.
What's going on this week at the ranch?
Well, you know, we've got a full week ahead of us. You know, we have, of course, we have our Kids Day on Tuesday, and kids 10 and under eat for free, and that goes all day. So every Tuesday, kids 10 and under eat for free, one per paying adult. And then Wednesday is Senior Day, so seniors get that extra 15% off the senior price. Plus, it's double points day on your Ranch Rewards card. So you earn double points on every dollar that you spend. And I tell you one thing, Thursday night starting at 3 o'clock is wing night. And we put out our boneless and traditional wings out on the buffet. And people are just, I mean, it's crazy how busy Thursday nights have been just for the wings. So we're really happy to get that feedback, and we've got that going. And then, of course, Friday we put the fish on, and then throughout the rest of the weekend, we're hopping. So you have to come on in and enjoy those specials during the week.
Are you getting comfortable in the new spot? I mean, have you driven to the old location a time or two yet or not?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, every time I go to work. I usually go down the same road. It's always been a habit after you've done it so many years. But people are getting used to the new spot, including us employees. But yeah, it's definitely been great so far, and you know, they've got the roundabout done now there at the corner by just the Game Field House, so makes it a little easier to get to. So yeah, we're definitely getting used to it. We like it.
Awesome. Has anybody gotten any of the big prizes in the fun zone, you know, win enough tickets to win one of those big prizes?
Oh, we no one has won anything yet, but people are very close. We've got a few that are very close to winning, like the PS5 game stations. We've got one that's very close to that told us that they're saving up for the Apple Watch that we have too. So I mean, and we've got a little something for everybody, you know, in that fun zone. So, and I think I mentioned a couple weeks ago, we just acquired an e-bike from Jay's Power Pedal Center, and you know that's one of our grand prizes, and you can play and accumulate your points on your card and earn those prizes. So definitely you know stop on in, check to see what we have, and go and have some fun. We've got the fun zone open from 11 till 9 o'clock every day. So, I mean, and if you're there past close and you're still playing, hey, we're still working. So you're more than welcome to continue playing. So, but yeah, come on in and check it out.
Sounds good, Jess. Thanks so much for joining us. We hope a lot of folks will stop over to Reedsburg and see the all-new Pizza Ranch.
You bet. We look forward to seeing you.
So, you've got your dream car, your dream girl in the passenger seat. Nothing but road in front of you.
Okay, slow down a little, yeah?
But this isn't a dream. This isn't a movie or a video game. This is real life. And in real life...
Look out! Look out! Look out!
There are real consequences. Speeding endangers you, your loved ones, and everyone else on the road. While speeding may seem like the quicker option, speeding catches up with you. This message is presented by NHTSA.
Here's an update on the Walk with Grace. Current items up for bid. The Bell Art Studio Eagle natural oil finish wall hanging is at $15. Also, let's see, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, $3 tickets for a regular season game up to $150. The Team Crusaders Pie. Wow, that's taken a big jump. That was down there something that I could afford. Now all of a sudden it's $200. So congratulations to that current bidder. They don't actually own it yet. We have about 11 minutes to go in these items. The Richland Center Parks and Recreation Family Pool Pass to the Woodman Aquatic Center for next year at $150. And the 60-minute massage from Inspired Innovations at $120. So again, $15 on the wall hanging, $150 on the Bucks tickets, $200 on the pie. Also, the Family Pool Pass at $150 and the massage at $120. You have a little bit of time to up those bids or forever regret it, right, if you don't get it. Also, the load of gravel from Randy Olson Trucking on sale until noon is at $225. We've not had a bid yet on the Packer tickets from Philbeck Family of Dealerships. Again, they're on sale until noon today, so you've got time to contemplate, see what's in your butter and egg money jar, and see if you can afford those. We would appreciate a bid. And again, if you want a bid, the number is 647-2111, 608, of course. And keep trying. Our phone operators are quite busy. They've all been on the line and making calls here today. So we'll see how that goes. A lot of people are still calling in and looking for bidder numbers as well. So if you need one, again, the same number, 608-647-2111 is the number. Again, $15 on the wall hanging, $150 on the Bucks tickets, $200 on the pies, $150 on the pool passes, and Inspired Innovations massage at $120.
Richland Center's National Night Out 2025 is at a new location this year.
Join us Tuesday night, August 5th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Richland County Fairgrounds.
National Night Out is an event that happens every year on the first Tuesday of August, promoting community partnerships with police and first responders.
There will be a canine 5K.
And a chance to meet our area canines.
Teddy, Lucy, Raven, and Aaron.
Try one more time.
Teddy, Lucy, Raven, and Aaron.
There's going to be food, live music, bouncy houses, first responder vehicles and demos, vendor booths for local organizations, and fun for the whole family.
And Town Taxi will provide free transportation for anyone young and old, wheelchair or not, that wants to go.
K9 5K registration starts at 4:30 with the run walk starting at 5:30. For additional information, check out the Richland Center Police Department Facebook page. And for transportation arrangements for groups or individuals, call Town Taxi at 608-647-3114.
National Night Out 2025. Promoting police and community partnerships.
Tuesday, August 5th from 5 to 8 p.m.
at the Richland County Fairgrounds.
Hey, Truck and Tractor Pole fans, the Southwest Wisconsin Polers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our Truck and Tractor Pole events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipollers.com to find a truck and tractor pole near you.
WRCO 100.9.
Thanks for joining us on a Monday. A reminder, the Highland Mobile Food Pantry scheduled for today. That event has been canceled for the day. Well, our phone answers, they're visiting amongst themselves now. That's not a good sign. They're not spreading gossip. So you better be sure and listen close the first time. Isn't that how it goes from the old hee-haw thing? Anyway, here's an update on the bidding. We have the Bell Art Studio Eagle now at $25. The Bucks tickets up to $150. The pie is at $200. And also $150 for the Woodman Aquatic Center pool passes for next year, the family pool pass. And the massage is at $120. So those are the current bids. These items on sale until 10:30 today. Looking for some bids on that. We have a $260 bid on the load of gravel, which again is for sale until noon. And We have an opening bid of $200 on the Packer tickets coming up for Sunday's game, October 12th. More about those later, but we will focus on the main items, again, that are on sale until 10:30 today to benefit Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. If you heard our morning show today, very eloquently talked about by one of the ambassadors, Tony McCarville, just did a tremendous job talking about being an ambassador in her cancer journey and about how important Grace is for Richland Center in the area. And so, and we'll be getting all of four of our ambassadors on the air here in the next week or two, kind of promoting not only our radio auction, but the actual Grace event itself, which is going to be held on August 8th, a Friday night. Two nights before that, on August 6th at the Phoenix Center, will be the Survivors Night and Captain's Night, and we'll be there with the ambassadors and also doctors from Carbone and from La Crosse, and also from right here in Richland Center, talking about the importance of Grace and some of the monies raised and how they've used that and continue to thrive from that. Again, $25 on the Eagle. It's a beautiful wall-hanging hand-scroll saw from a piece of walnut wood salvaged from a tree that was blown down on the family farm, and that can be yours if you up it. Again, $5 increments at least. That currently is at $25. $150 for the Bucks tickets, regular season game. $200 for the pie. That's good. I'm telling you, you think, well, that's kind of a high bid for pies. Have you ever tasted them? Yeah, it's, you know, oof, good stuff. So $200 is the current bid. $150 for the pool pass and $120 for the massage. And keep it going, 608-647-2111. And remember, we'll be ringing the bell and closing down these items at 10:30. If you're on the line, we'll accept that bid if you call prior to hearing the bell. But after that, you're out of luck. And we'll be introducing the next half hour's items right after that. So we'll be going to that right as soon as we say phones down. And we've got about 4 minutes to go on the current items. So good luck with that. Our phone answers are working hard here. And again, if you're another tip is if you're on a cell phone, make sure you have good reception, because we find that with our trivia, too. You know, somebody will say, the answer is this, and I'll be, that's right. Who is this? You know, so make sure you're somewhere where you can be heard. You don't want to be giving that last bid and trying to get under the wire and have your cell phone go dead or dormant. And sometimes you have to kind of speak up, too, because it's a little hard to understand numbers, especially when you're on the phone. So make sure to get in a good spot, speak clearly so our answerers can hear. We've got, well, I guess Macy's got some young ears. I don't want to say anything about Bo or Rose or Eileen, but nonetheless, a $25 bid on the wall hanging. That's a really, really good bargain right now. That might be the bargain of the half hour. $25 for the wall hanging, hand scrolled from a piece of walnut. It's beautiful. Check it out online. Got about 3 minutes to up that bid. $150 for the Bucks tickets. $200 for the pie right now. $150 for the Woodman Aquatic Center passes. And $120 for the massage, which is above value. And remember, you can claim that on your taxes, anything above value. $35 now for the wall hanging. So that's working for Grace. Looks like we've seen a bid go to $300 for the Packer tickets. That one is up, but again, that's on sale till noon. We won't worry too much on that, but we did see a generous bid come in for that. Down to last call for some of these items here. A couple of minutes yet. So we'll give our phone answerers time to answer. We'll give you a chance to call in and thank you. The phones have been busy here in this first half hour. And this is a Monday. We always kind of try to get off on the right foot. And we're all kind of learning the ropes here and kind of getting into the swing of it. By tomorrow and Wednesday, it's down pat. But this is kind of the trial run. And I'll tell you what, for a trial run, it's working out really well. Folks are calling in and working hard on that. In fact, a couple of bids coming in on the same item right now. So we'll update you on that. We'll go backwards. $120 for the massage. $165 for the Woodman Aquatic Center pool passes. $200 still the bid on the pies. Every delectable bite there. I would probably choose pecan, but I like them all. I am a banana cream fam, too. We can get one of those. $150 for the Bucks tickets. $35 for the wall hanging entitled The Eagle, 11 by 14 and a half by 1/2 inch. It's a beautiful item. It is the sale of the half hour, $45 now. Thank you so much for upping that bid, $45 for the item donated by Bell Arts Studio. We have approximately a minute to go, so if any of these items tickle your fancy, it's a chance to get in and do some bidding at the last minute. The Bucks tickets now up to $175. Thank you for that. The pies warming in the oven at $200. Let's see, $165 for the Woodman Aquatic Center pool pass. That's a whole season, 2026 season, for you and the family. That can bring the kids hours and hours of fun, so that's a bargain. And the massage at $120. You can drop the kids off at the Woodman Aquatic Center and then go get a massage. And whoo, what a summer it'll be next year. $45 bid now on the wall hanging, $175 on the Bucks tickets, $200 on the pies, and also $165 for the Aquatic Center pass, $120 for the massage. Right down under the wire, 647-2111. Our phone answers will be on the line, and we'll be taking your bids right up until the bell time. And if you're on the line, they'll finish taking that bid. We're down to the final 10 seconds of the first half-hour items here. So we appreciate it. All of our contending callers, we thank very much. And time to say phones down, phones down. We will give you an update on the items. We'll check in with the head man in the other studio there, Mr. Bo Hendricks. We'll give you the winning bids during our next half-hour segment. But let's introduce you to the next half-hour of items here on sale from now until 11 o'clock. From Diane Nautigal, this is a proven product for the Grace Auction, a blueberry cheesecake, 10 inches. They can be frozen, and that can be yours. If you'd like to bid toward this item, give us a call now. Diane Nautigal with a world-renowned cheesecake, blueberry, the flavor. From the Philback family of dealerships, we have two Wisconsin Badger football tickets with a parking pass. That means a lot for the Thursday, August 28th game against the Miami of Ohio Redhawks. That is an 8 o'clock kickoff time. Tickets will be on the 45-yard line, and they're electronic tickets, which can be sent to the winning bidder, courtesy of Philback family of dealerships. Wisconsin Badger football tickets on sale now until 11. From Ron Bladel, thank you, Ron, for your donation. We have a woven wood reversible 7-wood cutting board, 336 pieces of ash, yellow birch, bloodwood, cherry, paddock, and walnut, and it is great stuff. Padauk from Africa, bloodwood as well, weights just under 10 pounds. It's beautiful. So Ron Bladel donating that. It's a 2 by 12 by 16 woven wood reversible 7-wood cutting board. Again, lots of hours, blood, sweat, and tears put into this item and generously donated to Grace. From Napa Auto and Truck Parts, we have a Milwaukee Tool job site radio with 110 power cord. It's a radio only. It will charge an M18 battery. It does not include the battery, just so you're aware, but for the job site or for around the home, around the garage, again, a job site radio, 110 power cord, radio only. I think it only gets 100.9. We'll have to check with John on that. No, I think we can get some other stations on there too. But nonetheless, you want to bid on that, give us a call. It's on sale until 11 o'clock today. And from J.J. Walsh Jewelers, always such generous donators to our auction, an 18-inch sterling silver necklace with a pendant. So you can go shopping for that. Oh, you'll win some brownie points if you win that bid, and then you give it to your significant other. There you go. That's what's on sale until 11 o'clock this morning. Current bids on the all-morning items, $275 on the Randy Olson Trucking load of gravel, and $300 bid right now on the Green Bay Packer football tickets for Sunday, October 12th game. Call now, 608-647-2111. We're going to do some business, but keep it calling, keep it going. The Grace Auction goes until noon today.
Attitude is everything. I'm Mitch Anthony with today's Daily Dose. How easily we misjudge people and situations. Hannick McCarty loves to tell this story. An older man is standing in line for a bus, and there's a young fellow behind who says, "Excuse me, have you got a light?" The older fellow says angrily, "No." A few minutes later, the older guy lights up a cigarette for himself. So the young man behind him says, "Hey, buddy, why'd you tell me you didn't have a light when you obviously did?" The older guy says, "Look, if I'd given you a light, you and I probably would have started talking. And if we would have started talking, we might have sat on the bus together and talked more. You look like a very nice fellow, and I probably would have really started to like you. Then I might have invited you to get off at my stop and have dinner at my home, and you would have met my daughter. Then you probably would have gone out with her. And if you went out with her, who knows? One thing leads to another, and you might have ended up marrying her. And I don't want her to marry someone who can't even afford a lighter." It's amazing, the quick and erroneous judgments we make about people. McCarty's story reminds us that one of the worst forms of exercise we can get in this world is jumping to conclusions. This is Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it.
Mitch Anthony here to tell you about the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go. Serious illness takes a toll not only physically, but financially as well, with lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs. There is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers. You can help by contacting the rextramile.org, rextramile.org. That's rextramile.org, rextramile.org.
Thank you for joining us for the Walk with Grace auction, and we want to put this out here, the winning bidder for the pie last hour. We need to have you give us a call here to make sure that we've got everything straight on that. So the winning bidder on last half hour's pies, give us a call when you can, 608-647-2111. Want to get that all straightened out. We'll let you know about that coming up. Let me see. Some early bids for the next half hour items. We have a $25 bid on the Woven Wood Reversible 7-Wood Cutting Board. It's beautiful. Thank you so much for the bid and the donation from Ron Bladel. And we have a $25 bid opening up for the Sterling Silver Necklace from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. So those are on sale right now, again, until 11 o'clock this morning. And the cheesecake, we could use an opening bid on that. The Badger football tickets, we could use an opening bid on that as well. Again, donated by Philbeck Family of Dealerships. Very generous donors to our auction. Not only those, but donating some Packer tickets as well, which are at $300 on sale now until noon. And so we'll go to an update. In fact, Doug Penfield is in the studio for our regular Monday Cars and Conversation. We'll go to that, but keep on bidding. These items on sale until 11 at 608-647-2111.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages, number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
All right, let's go to our main studio, our morning show studio, where Bo Hendricks is standing by with an update on the winning bids from the first half hour. Bo?
Hey, Phil. Thanks for having me. Taking a look at the first segment, the 10 to 10:30. We started off with the Bell Art Studio Eagle, and that went for $45 to bidder $415. The second item were the three tickets to the Milwaukee Bucks regular season game. That went for $180 to bidder $455. After that, the Team Curesaders specialty pie, that was the big item of the segment, $200 to bidder $310. The Richland Center Parks and Recreation, the family pool pass to the Woodman Aquatic Center, that went for $175 to bidder $495. And finally, the massage, the one-hour massage from Inspired Innovations, $120 for bidder $450. After that, right now, the two big ticket items, we have the gravel, and that's sitting at $275 for bidder $480. and the four Green Bay Packer tickets, they're sitting at $300 to bidder $490. So let's see if we can get those up a little more here.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Bo. And again, these items up for sale until the 11 o'clock hour. $50 now on the cutting board from Ron Bladel and $25 for the silver necklace with pendant. We can use a bid on the Badger tickets. That's the opening night, Thursday, August 28th. Good seats, no doubt about it. And the blueberry cheesecake, we could use a bid on that. And the Milwaukee Tool job site radio. It's from Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Again, always generous bidders for our Walk with Grace auction items. Thank you so much.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Doug Penfeld from Philbeck Family of Dealerships is our guest as we have some cars and conversations and maybe even some coffee this morning, whatever the case might be. How you doing, Doug?
I'm doing well, Phil. How are you?
Oh, doing well. You having a good summer?
Absolutely. It's been beautiful.
Anything going on at the dealership that's hot this summer?
Other than the temperature, you know, when you get those heat indexes over 100, everything's hot, right? Including the cars, literally hot to the touch.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But, you know, we're kind of in that season of change. There's quite a few models that are actually already open for ordering 2026 models.
Really?
Yeah, just to name a few, you know, like the Ford Explorer, the Ram Half Ton, the Super Duty trucks in Ford are already on 26s. You know, there's a few others, but I know we're only in July, but some of them are already opening for 26 ordering. It's kind of wild.
So that works differently than it used to, because it used to be a big thing, you know, September, you know, dealerships would start talking about, oh, the new models, you know, come see them. But it kind of is interspersed through the year now, isn't it?
Correct. Yep. Like I said, we have some now that are already, like, you come in to order a Ford Explorer, for instance, you're ordering a 26. But other vehicles are still on 25s and still probably will be for a few months. So we kind of get this from, you know, July through, you know, September, October, November, even sometimes before model years change over. So it's not like it used to be, where it was just kind of 1 month and everything wipes the slate clean and comes out with the new one. It they stagger them, and I think it makes it a little easier for the production process, personally, so they're not trying to change all of their lines over at once. But yeah, that's why you kind of, especially if you're kind of on the fence or in the market, always a good idea to kind of call or, you know, chat with somebody to see where it's at, because depending on what model you're interested in, you might not be the same timeline that you're thinking or something else when that switches over.
So have you officially gotten confirmation and permission from your wife to order that new Maverick for the fall or not?
I'm still working on it, you know. So we're getting closer. closer every day, right? I keep dropping little hints and
sure.
You know, making sure, getting her maybe slightly nicer presents for birthdays and things,
yeah.
Just to, you know,
plan ahead.
Soften the blow.
I understand.
When I want to order one.
I know Philbeck Family Dealerships, you're involved in a lot of community events and sponsor those so greatly. So anything coming up you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, absolutely. In the next coming month or so, there's a couple of golf outings that, you know, we try to sponsor every year because they're kind of mainstays for us that we, you know, try to help out every year when we can. The big one, I'm sure most listeners are aware of, is, you know, the Sandy Reitz Memorial Golf Outing. And then we also have the Richland Center Wrestling Club having a golf outing to raise money as well. Both of those should be at, you know, Quail around here in town. And, you know, just like we usually do, there'll be the hole-in-one, right, sponsor where, you know, you get money towards a car if you happen to hit a hole in one. So it's kind of fun, and you know, usually we put a team into all these ones we sponsor too, because, you know, we like to be there and see people. So yeah, if anyone gets to be part of these outings and you see us out on the course, say hi, heckle us, we're okay with that too. Just be aware, we can dish it back. So
once in a while, Doug, you've had these test drive opportunities. Do you still have those, or are those still available if somebody's interested?
We're a little bit you're talking about, you know, the events where, you know, you test drive to raise money for
right.
things. Yep. Those are I don't know if I want to use the word handcuffed, but kind of, by the manufacturer. You know, they decide when they want to have them. And then as the dealership, we apply, you know, because they allow so many. Some years they don't do them, and some years they do and say, hey, you can have two. So then we always apply to see what we can get. So I, at the moment, we don't have any scheduled because we're always keeping on the manufacturers and reaching out and asking when they're going to have them and when we can do them because, I mean, they're great events. We love doing them. And obviously, they're always for schools usually. You know, it's the drive one for your school is what they call it. So anytime we can help raise some money for our local schools, of course, we're going to do it. So, yeah, keep an eye out. We'll do as many as we can, and we're going to keep pushing the manufacturers to try to do more.
Awesome. And what about used cars? Are they going pretty well this summer too?
Yes. They're doing a little better than they were. You know, because used car prices, obviously, a couple years ago got a little out of hand. We all know that. You know, COVID, it's not just the car business, right? That's a should be a four-letter word now. Messed things up for a lot of people, but things have normalized out quite a bit. You know, just it feels like normal, right? The values are where they're supposed to be compared to new cars. It's nice. It's nice to feel some normalcy there. You know, our inventory is better than it was. We have more of a selection than we did. It's a good feeling to be back to a little closer to normal.
And you have a lot of economy cars, too, for somebody that might be sending a student off to college and things like that. You've got some great starter cars, too, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, the best thing to do would be to check our website and just you know, thenormalfillback.com. And obviously, as most people know, we have four locations, right? Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, and Prairie du Chien. To make things easy for the customer, we list all of our inventory on that one main website, no matter what lot it's on. And we, for convenience of customer, have no issues moving vehicles from one lot to the other. So if you live in a Richland Center, but a vehicle's in Prairie du Chien, we'll just move it up. We're not going to make you drive out there. So I always tell people, check it weekly, because we're obviously between four stores always getting trade-ins. We do have a few vehicles, if you hop on the website right now, that are you know, under $10,000, which, you know, the way things are these days, that you don't get that too often. So I will say, anytime we can, we try to have the more economy cars there, because, you know, like you said, college kids, things going off, you know, not everybody wants the big, shiny, expensive, you know, vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Thanks for coming in and seeing us today, Doug.
As always, thanks for having me, Phil.
Stay cool.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, be cool. Stay cool.
The Richland Cattle Center invites you to their Dairy Cattle Auction, coming up Wednesday, July 30th at 11:30 a.m. at Ithaca. This sale features a small herd dispersal from Juneau County, 16 head from a stall barn dairy, including three dry cows and the rest milking well and bred back. Other consignments include fresh cows, milking and bred back cows, springing cows, bred and open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, and baby calves. Cattle are received 7 days a week. Visit RichlandCattleCenter.com for daily updates. And a special shout out to Bill Stady, who turns 90 on August 31st. It's the Richland Cattle Center Dairy Auction, Wednesday, July 30th at 11:30. Don't miss it.
Here's what it looks like for our auction that's currently going on. Auction items up for bid until 11 o'clock. From Diane Nautical, the blueberry cheesecake is at $25. Also, the Ron Bladel woven wood reversible 7-wood cutting board at $50. The Napa Auto and Truck Parts Milwaukee Tool Job Site Radio, $100. And $25. For the sterling silver necklace with pendant from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. We could use a bid for the Badger tickets, two Wisconsin Badger football tickets with parking pass. That's worth it right there. You don't have to pay to park in somebody's lawn and get, you know, backed up so you can't leave very early and those kind of things to think about. So that's a 8 o'clock kickoff time, Thursday, August 28th. You could be a part of the Badger frenzy to kick off the season this year, courtesy of Philback Family of Dealerships. We need a bid on that. Give us a call. 608-647-2111. The tickets on sale until 11 o'clock, along with the cheesecake, again at $25, $50 for the cutting board, $100 for the job site radio, and $25 for the necklace. Now, the all-hour items. $275 bid on the gravel from Randy Olson Trucking, and we're up to $350 on the Green Bay Packer football tickets for Sunday, October 12th against the Cincinnati Bengals. We have some great ticket opportunities all morning long here, and then also all week long. We're selling things between 10 and noon, with all of the proceeds going to Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. We'll have some Brewer tickets along the way, too. So the Brewers are playing some good baseball now. We're hoping that those are hot items for the cause, the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, the benefit for Grace, which we are so proud to be a part of. $50 now the bid on the sterling silver necklace from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. That just went up a little bit there, doubling in price. And we have a $100 bid on the blueberry cheesecake. It is worth every single penny that you spend there. Every morsel is worth a lot of money there. So, and it's worth it. You'll enjoy it greatly. We've had a chance to enjoy some of those here at the radio studios over the years. $50 bid on the cutting board, $100 on the radio, and a $60 bid now, $60 for the 18-inch sterling silver necklace with pendant from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. The radio auction continues. These items on sale until 11 o'clock. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric is turning 25, and they're throwing a big party to celebrate. Join them Friday, August 1st from 11 until 2 for food, games, and giveaways at their shop just off Highway 14. Enjoy brats, hot dogs, and Pine River Smokehouse beans served up by the Richland FFA alumni. It's a fun lunchtime celebration with great food and local hospitality. That's Friday, August 1st, 11 until 2 at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Proudly serving the area for 25 years. Help them celebrate. Check out the appliance displays at All American Do It Center in Toma and Richland Center. Get appliances for kitchen and laundry that are easy to install, maintain, and clean with a Manna, Whirlpool, or Maytag. Products are made to fit into any standard cutout, and they have quality that won't quit. Set up your kitchen with new appliances from Whirlpool refrigerators to a Manna dishwashers. Plus, get extra washing and drying power with Maytag laundry pairs. Free local delivery in Holloway at All American Do It Center in Toma and Richland Center. All American. We're up to 85 degrees. Woo! Sweating in the studio here as well. As well, our phone answerers are staying busy, but they could always be busier here. So give us a call at 608-647-2111. Remember, your bidder number is good all week long here to bid on the auction items. Maybe you want to scroll ahead and look at some items that are for sale later this week. Certainly worth getting a bidder number for any of those, no doubt. So let's see. The cheesecake is now at $115. Thank you very much. The wood cutting board from Ron Bladel. It's beautiful. 336 pieces went into that. Ash, yellow birch, bloodwood, cherry, padauk, and walnut. And boy, I'll tell you what, it is a beauty. Check it out online. $50 is the current asking price for that. You can up it. Again, we got to up it in increments of $5. The Milwaukee Tool Job Site Radio with 110 power cord, radio only. It'll charge an M18 battery as well, so you can do some work while you're enjoying the tunes, or maybe enjoying Brewer baseball or whatever the case might be, the Badgers or Packers on the radio. It's the only place where you can catch these sporting teams for free anymore. So the radio, you can listen to it. Ooh, somebody's saying yes. Yes, Phil. $200 now the bid on the Napa Auto and Truck Parts Milwaukee Tool Job Site Radio, and a $60 bid on the J.J. Walsh Sterling Silver Necklace with Pendant. On sale today until the 11 o'clock mark. That's when we'll be saying phones down on those items. There are folks that help Grace through the entire year. It starts... well, probably after the 9th of August, there'll be some teams that are going to be starting. Monies collected will go to this year's Grace effort until the end of August. And then they kind of start the new year. But there are people that raise funds for Grace all year.
Attention, Richland Center.
A Walk with Grace fundraiser alert. Team Booney Tunes is looking for businesses or homeowners who would like the Grace guitars displayed at their location for 1 week for a donation of any amount. Only in Richland Center, please. Call Jim, the Grace Guitar Man, at 608-647-4497 for more information.
Thank you very much. We need a bid on the Badger tickets. Philbeck Family of Dealerships, 2 Wisconsin Badger football tickets with parking. And we're looking for a bid on that. Again, this is something that, I know there are a lot of Badger fans out there. This is an excellent opportunity. Why not bid on them, win them, and then give them to somebody? You probably know a Badger fan or be a great father-son, mother-daughter outing, whatever the case might be. Okay, we have a $50 bid. Thank you very much. $50 bid for the Badger tickets, sponsored and given to us by Philbeck Family of Dealerships. $115 is the bid on the cheesecake and $60 on the wood cutting board. $200 bid on the Milwaukee Tool Job Site radio, and the sterling silver necklace from J.J. Walsh Jewelers is up to $75. Those items on sale until 11. That's when we say phones down. We'll be going to a quick break, and then we'll be going back to introduce you to more items on sale from 11 until 11:30. We'll have another block from 11:30 until noon, and the all-hour items are on sale as well. Looks like the Badger tickets have jumped up to $100. Thank you very much, sir. Getting that bid in there on those Badger tickets, getting a jump on the season. Lots of debate on how it's going to go this year for the Badgers. There are naysayers, but then they also do have the toughest schedule in college football, or one of the toughest, and I think people would agree there. But I think they're going to win some games this year, and it'd be a good one to see the Badgers get off on the right foot with against the Miami of Ohio Redhawks Thursday at 8 p.m. August 28th. It's scary how fast that season is coming up. That game is 1 month from this very date, coming up at good old Camp Randall Stadium. Nothing like being in the house there for that, or for the tailgating activities as well. The blueberry cheesecake from Diane Nautical, working hard for Grace. It's at $115. Also, the 7-inch, the 7 wood cutting board, 2x12x16 woven wood cutting board from Ron Bladel is at $60. The radio is at $200, and the silver necklace with pendant is at $75. Those items on sale until 11. So coming down to the wire on these, the all-hour items, the all-morning items, I should say. Currently, we have a $300 bid for the load of gravel from Randy Olson. He'll autograph every single piece of gravel, he said. Well, I don't think he said that. But anyway, $300 is the current and asking price for that. And the Green Bay Packer football tickets on sale until noon today at $350. It's been a successful morning. We have some nice additions and surprises to our auction through the week as well. And we'll be introducing some of those little challenges, maybe. We've got some challenges, some matches that area businesses have stepped forward with, saying, hey, we don't have an item to donate, but we can help out, maybe. Help out get to a certain level of grace. We'd really like to see some good numbers. We're already seeing those, but really help us push it to a new level here this year. And remember, you can still buy raffle tickets on the Grace car, which could be yours. I think it would look really good parked in Sextonville in my driveway, but we'll see. I got to buy a ticket yet. They're on sale from Grace Teams, $20 a pop, and all of the proceeds going to Grace as well. So check that out. That car has been parked at various locations around Richland Center and surrounding areas, and those tickets on sale will draw the night of the walk. Right around 9 o'clock, we'll be pulling out the name, the lucky winner of that car from Grace. All right, let's see. What do we have? $115 for the cheesecake, $115. So you got to bid at least $120 to get your name at the top of the leaderboard. $100 for the Badger tickets for the August 28th game. $60 for the cutting board. $220, the current bid on the Milwaukee Tool Job Site radio that only gets WRCO. No, just kidding. 18-inch sterling silver necklace with pendant is at $75. Coming down to the wire on this one, Eileen and Rose and Macy working hard on the phones. Bo is tapping in all the numbers, and we hope to keep him tapping as well. Not tap dancing. He doesn't do a very good job with that. But as far as typing, he is the fastest typer here at WRCO Radio. I can get in 60 words a minute. I guess that's speaking, not typing. But nonetheless, yeah, good job. $110 on the Badger tickets right now for the Thursday, August 28th game. So thank you very much for that. We're down to the final couple of minutes for the current items. Get these phone answerers busy so they're not gossiping about me or anybody else. So anyway, we'll keep them busy here. $115 on the cheesecake, $110 for the Badger tickets, $60 for the wood cutting board, $220 on the Milwaukee Tool job site radio, and $75 on the sterling silver necklace with pendant. We'll be saying phones down and going to a quick news update and then bringing it on back with more auction items here all morning long. It's the opening day of 5 days for the Walk with Grace radio auction on WRCO Radio, and happy to be a part of it. Very inspiring stuff each and every year, no doubt. And lots of items will be available the night of the walk for the silent auction. I know a lot of people like to see right firsthand, right in front of them, what they're bidding on, and also the bucket raffle for your chance to buy tickets and then go get what you want if your number is called. Down to the final minute we go here. All right, $115 on the blueberry cheesecake from Diane Nautigal. Philback Family of Dealerships, Wisconsin Badger football tickets at $110. Again, up it by increments of five and get your name at the top of the leaderboard or forever regret it. $60 the bid for the cutting board, $245 on the Milwaukee Tool job site radio, and $80 on the sterling silver necklace. Now a bid of $70 on the cutting board. All right, thank you so much for that. Again, $115 on the blueberry cheesecake. Thank you, Diane Nautigal, for your generous donations every year. The Badger tickets from Philback Family of Dealerships at $110. The cutting board at $70. $245 now on the job site radio. Thank you very much. Radio's important. Right on. $80 for the 18-inch sterling silver necklace with pendant. Thank you, J.J. Walsh Jewelers. Thank you, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Ron Bladel, Philback Family of Dealerships, Diane Nautigal. It is time for us to say, phones down. Whew, we'll catch our breath. And we'll be back right after this news update with the next items up for bid.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump says he's setting a new deadline for Russia to work out a ceasefire with Ukraine or face more severe sanctions. The president telling reporters in Scotland during his trip there that the new deadline for Vladimir Putin to act will be between 10 and 12 days.
Russia could be so rich right now. Instead, they spend all their money on war. They spend everything on war and killing people, and it doesn't make sense to me. I thought he would want to end this thing quickly. I really felt it was going to end, but every time I think it's going to end, he kills people.
A trade deal reached between the EU and the U.S., 15%